Pittsburgh. Spring has sprung, and I made the mistake of putting Jim Frazier and Mark Whited in the studio at the same time. Both of them crazy, but that's all right. Listen, we wrapped up that NCAA thing. Bill Neal, Kevin Cameron coming to you live. Soul Take Champions Live coming to you live from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And we're coming to you all across the good Americas from coast to coast and some stuff out of the country. So we done went big, and we got Twitter, and we got email, and we got phone numbers. Kev, once again, let's identify. We're coming from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, but you can reach us by?
On Twitter, Soul Take Champions Live. At STCL Sports. Let me say it one more time. Soul Take Champions Live at STCL Sports. If you would like to email us, send your email to Soul Take Champions Live at gmail.com.
Now, do we have the new phone number yet?
We don't have the new phone number.
All right, so if you want to reach me, because I'm the vice president of the Know-It-All Club. I serve Eddie Jeffries, the president of the Know-It-All Club. Feel free to call me at 412-628-4856. But by any of those methods, let us hear from you so we know if you like what you're hearing. And speaking of which, the more than able producer of this show, Brother Trev, is lobbying for one Brandon Knight to get the Pitt coaching job. And although we know and love Brandon Knight, and he is one of the four shirts hanging in the rafters at the University of Pittsburgh, I, for one, think he's just not necessarily ready for this job. I'm not saying he's not ready for a head coaching job. I'm saying the difficulties that he will have in acquiring Division I players of extreme talent at this time in this position is what makes it difficult. Not that he couldn't go to an established D1 program and further accelerate it, but Pitt is in a difficult position. They are between the proverbial rock and a hard stone. They just released Kevin Stallings. There's a price tag still to be paid to that man because he gets paid a lump sum if he's released from his contract. As its last word we heard is $8 million, but we hear bits and pieces of anywhere between $4 and $8 million and being argued over. So the coach is out. Eight of the nine players on the team have at least petitioned the school to be able to go if they want to go. That means that they're not necessarily saying they're leaving. They're hedging their bets and waiting to see what happens next. And if they don't like what happens next, then they can go to transfer to another school. So that's between the rock and the hard place. And then you have the very difficult decision to make. Who do we bring in, or who do they bring in to fill the void? Do you bring in, or do you try to get a top-level coach with a big name that can attract big-time players, or do you want to go with a coach that's building and up-and-coming and struggle for the next 2 or 3 years because one would assume his recruiting opportunities will be less than stellar? So, Kev, hot in here, some hot news that apparently you heard and we ain't heard, that Sean Miller is back on deck.
No, Bill, I'm not saying that Sean Miller is back on deck, but from what I understand, he contacted Pitt regarding the position.
That's more than he's done up till now.
Exactly. A few weeks ago, we talked about Sean Miller. I believe we had who did we have in here? The former
Darrell Porter.
We had Darrell Porter in here, and of course, this was before all of the news broke regarding everything that is going on with Sean Miller. But Darrell Porter at the time talked about Sean Miller wouldn't even be interested in coming back. But boy, you see how things change
but like
so
you say,
fast.
Before the news broke.
Exactly, yeah. Before the news broke.
Well, Sean Miller contacted Pitt and told them, quit calling me. That's what Sean Miller would never come back to Pitt.
No, Sean Miller actually contacted Pitt, is being rumored regarding
rumor.
An opportunity.
Yeah, that's a rumor.
And based on the athletic director, and this is going to be on her, she declined. from what is being said. And Heather Light, I believe her name is, the athletic director for Pitt. But this is very important for Pitt to get this right. I'm a big Sean Miller fan.
Me too.
I say bring Sean Miller in because, as I've always said, recruiting is the key to success in college athletics.
She declined to even consider it? Is that what's being suggested?
That's
rumor. What's being suggested.
That's what's being suggested. Because if it comes out that it's a fact that she declined to consider Sean Miller, she got hell to pay.
Well, you could.
There's a whole lot of Sean Miller. Let me just say this. What I've been saying for quite some time. Now, first of all, we don't – remember I said this real quick. Story broke that Sean Miller had said certain things on a telephone that the FBI recorded. Boom. Comes out, and then dead silence for a week. We don't hear from the FBI, Sean Miller, or anybody else about it. A week goes by, and Sean Miller takes to the airwaves and says, I emphatically did not, and we haven't heard anything since. That tells me in that week that went by, something was clearly made to be understood. And it has been, because not a word has been uttered since then. So let's further assume that there is no guilt to anything relative to Sean Miller and anything that the FBI may or may not have. How do you not give consideration to Sean Miller? And here's why. One of Pitt's all-time great players, still a statistic leader. Mm-hmm. I think he's second all-time assist leader, if not first. Mm-hmm. Him and Darrell Porter, 1-2-2-1. I'm not sure which is which. A basketball phenom since he was 3 years old.
Yes, sir.
Come home to resurrect your alma mater. You would miss that opportunity when you're having this stuff going on in Arizona. Let's go home, boys and girls. Let's resurrect the program at Pitt. And Sean Miller will go down in the archives of basketball heroics forevermore.
Well, Bill, you do have to factor in everything that's going on with Sean Miller.
I thought
all
I'd
of the
little,
accusations.
Well, he didn't get his money's think? Worth anyhow. They went out in the first round.
And you said you thought what, Bill?
Well, I thought I'd get a little applause after that
no,
speech.
No, Bill did a good job there. I thought he rolled that up just right. It's true.
It was a good
but
speech. It's a tough room here, man.
Before a month ago.
Tough room.
But that... The thing that has to be What's true there is if really the FBI
exactly.
is not going to go
exactly.
forward on something.
Didn't I make that clear?
Well, yeah,
Did
Bill said it, but I don't know if you have an inside source to the FBI.
I have
or what,
no inside sources. Let's make that clear.
But if that's all true, that there's no FBI problem, then yeah, they should hire him, I think, in a heartbeat.
Even if there's an FBI problem, I think you should hire Sean Miller. But you have to take everything into consideration. Travis over here nodding his head, but let me tell you why. We're going to have to go on YouTube, Trev, because your nonverbals need to be seen here. But here's the situation. You have to have a plan of succession. So if you bring Sean Miller in, you do it with the intent of having a plan. If he's not there, if he goes away, who would we have that would replace Sean Miller?
Bad
so you, if you do that up front, have that understanding up front, I think it'd be worth a consideration because, again, it's all about recruiting, and Sean Miller could get the recruits that are needed. Now, I did have a question I wanted to ask, too, Bill. You talked about players leaving earlier. And the one player, Ryan Luther, did we hear anything from Ryan
he's
Luther?
Gonna stay. He's one of the.
Would, have you heard that since he announced he wanted to go?
No.
No, Ryan Luther is one of the eight
wow.
that offered
yes.
the, wow. to petition the school to leave.
Okay.
And that is shocking because his senior year, as a matter of fact, it'll be his fifth year and as a grad student. And no one would have thought that he would have left, but I'm telling you this.
And he's from Pittsburgh.
And he is. Let me just tell you this about the Luther twins. Mm-hmm. In high school, they were hell on wheels.
Yeah.
Them boys could bring it.
Yeah, they could shoot.
He has not been, in my humble and respectful opinion, as great a college player as he was a high school player and potential college player. Him and his brother, man, in high school, they wreaked havoc on
people. Oh, different level.
But, yeah, of course. But if you saw them in high school, you would expect the next level would reap benefits. But what's going to happen is if the right decision is not made, Ryan Luther's going to go join Jamie Dixon, and that you can take to the bank.
Wow.
That you can take to the bank.
I wouldn't be surprised, but talking about Luther, and as you indicated, he was a totally different player in high school versus college. Like I said, it's a whole different level, but some players just need other players in order to perform.
That's true sometimes.
And at Pitt, he was really asked to lead the team. And maybe that's not the best role for him. So with more players around him, maybe he'll be able to perform better. And maybe that's what he's looking to do moving forward as well with the different options that he's looking at.
Well, that's always true. An average player can be made a better player if they're playing with better talent. That's almost always true. But there is a limit to the level that you can rise to. I've been fortunate enough to coach the game and including Pitt at one time. And I just don't think Ryan Luther, and again, I'm being respectful because he's a great guy. I don't think he has the foot speed, the necessary quickness to be a part of a major program that you want to go to the Sweet 16. He's a good player. He's a solid player. He can give you 10, 12, 14 points. He can give you 8, 10 rebounds. But it's not bad. But I don't see him as a leader, and I don't see him as the glue. And that was one of the mistakes that Kevin Stallings kind of made, that he kept alluding to the absence of Ryan Luther being a major detriment to this team, when in fact, as hard as these guys fought in this last year at Pitt, there just wasn't enough individual talent to make them a great team.
Let me tell you, with Ryan Luther, you lost me when you did your assessment at the very beginning. You talked about Sweet 16. How about just a win in the ACC?
Well, isn't your objective to get to the Sweet 16? I'm thinking down the road. I'm not thinking next. No. How about
getting into the NIT?
Your failed attempt at humor here is lost because the coach that you bring in, you want his objective to be a national title.
But see,
you're not bringing in a guy to go to the NIT.
Oh, hold on,
you have to bring you. If you bring in a Sean Miller, you're bringing in a guy that you want to have the ambition to win a championship.
But let's take a look, and we're going to dovetail into who Pitt is looking into right now. Supposed to be a guy named John Shear, which is the assistant coach for Duke right now. He's only 30 years old. Now, I'm not sure if this guy's ready to take on such a responsibility of a major Division I basketball team. But let's see what Pitt does. Maybe by the time the show airs, Pitt might have a new basketball coach. But I keep talking about recruiting, how important recruiting is. A big factor with the decision as well is going to be the ACC. Pitt needs to understand how to compete in the ACC. That's why I said when you start talking about the Sweet 16, let's try to get a win in the ACC first, because ever since Pitt has moved into the ACC, they haven't been successful.
Everybody knows you want to win a game in the ACC. That goes without saying.
But you got to have the right
– the ultimate
you have to position
to
yourselves.
The ultimate objective for a university, the status of Pitt, is to win a national title.
Yeah, You have to conquer.
It goes without saying. That's craziness.
You have to conquer your conference first.
Crazy.
I mean,
that's craziness.
Pitt dominated. When Pitt was in the Big East, they dominated the Big East. That was the time they could focus and say, what do we do to get to the Final Four? That was the next step. That's why Jamie Dixon is no longer here today, because everyone, all the Pitt supporters, wanted more.
So and why don't you want more now?
Well, we
if
do,
that's the case,
but
well, then who are you hiring to win a game in the ACC?
Again,
it goes without saying you want to win a game.
Didn't you both say you wanted Sean Miller?
We want Sean. But let me just
say, okay.
let's
I think
move
I heard that.
Because you and I can be doing this too long and get on people's nerves. But let me offer this: here's a reason why we took Trevor's microphone away from him today, because he wants to know about James Ellis, a 6'11 phenom out of Westinghouse.
James.
He's going to Duquesne. He's already committed to Duquesne. And Mitchell out of Elizabeth Forward, I don't know if anybody heard about what his effort is going to be, but James Ellis out of Westinghouse High School is going to.
Is he offered to Trey Mitchell?
Yes. Well, Trey Mitchell, 6'9", 240 out of Elizabeth Forward, right, being offered. But moving forward, we agree that Sean Miller or someone of that ilk is necessary to get the right recruiting and to be able to move forward. So I think it's important that we swing this pendulum just a little bit higher now, because on a national level, things are changing day by day in the East as it relates to the NBA.
Even before we get to the NBA, Bill, I want to just cut you off because we're not done.
I was hoping that we were done.
I want to switch gears to the women's side
of
college basketball.
Don't nobody want to do that.
Well, it's March Madness for the women as well. And it's actually important by the time this airs what records historically that will be broken. Now, when
the
we start talking about college
the
coaching.
The only thing important is if Candace Parker will date an older man. That's all I want to know.
You need to find your way to Connecticut, ESPN.
And if I thought she would, I would. Trust me.
Don't go, Bill.
I'd be on the next thing smoking because she's finer than frog's hair.
I'm glad you put that out there, Bill.
By the way, did we wrap up the Pitt coach thing?
I think we did. We moved on.
It sounds like it. It sounds to me like
I want to give
the
proper respect to Gino Auriemma, the head coach for the Connecticut women basketball team, because the record that he'll probably break by the time this airs, going to 19 Final Fours, and that is the most in college basketball on either side, men or women. So that needs to be recognized. That's a big accomplishment.
So does that mean that there's our Pitt coach?
I think he should be considered.
That's a very good question, Major.
Well, I was thinking it as well. No wonder you woke up.
No wonder you made it to the upper level of military ranking.
Well,
with those kinds
maybe
of
that's where you were leading us. Maybe that's the answer. I thought it was Sean Miller, but
we're done with college basketball. Let's talk NBA.
Are we done with the ladies segment of class? No.
Bill didn't even get to talk about Patino. I didn't get to talk about maybe the Loyola coach should be the answer.
Well, jump in there for another day. This ain't the Pottery Barn when somebody asks you a question. You got to wait for an answer. Now, listen. Kyrie Irving is out due to his poor timing. His knee was hurt. He knew it was hurt. He went ahead and did a movie that we're looking forward to seeing, and then he came back and thought that he could weather the storm, but now he's got to get this surgery. So Kyrie Irving is out. Without Irving, Boston can't win the East. And unless you really believe in Toronto.
Well, me and Kevin is Boston Celtics fans.
Well, that's too bad.
I'm no longer a Boston Celtics fan. I grew up a Boston Celtics fan.
Uncle Drew, have you not seen the commercials?
I haven't seen
it. If the movie's anywhere near as good as the commercials, it's going to be hilarious. But he plays this old cat that was kind of a little bit of a takeoff. Didn't LeBron do something like that commercial-wise back in the day? Old, gray-haired dudes, schooling young dudes.
But since we're promoting movies and everything, I just happened to see a promo of one that was shot right here in Pittsburgh that is supposed to come out March 30th.
This is Hollywood East.
Is it Acrimony with Tyja?
She was here?
She was here. We missed her.
Who?
The girl from Empire.
Wow. You snooze, you lose.
She was in Pittsburgh and we didn't know about it.
See?
About That kind of stuff don't get by me in Smoking Jim, man.
It looks like a very good movie.
Well, it had to be a very good
movie. Can people hear you, Trev? You're in the background talking.
But
what
Trev's talking. But
Trev said they made the movie in 8 days.
Well, it had to be a good movie because that movie she just did, what was the movie she just did?
Baby Boy.
Anyway. There's something wrong with him, man. That's something, I don't know what to tell you.
Proud Mary.
Thanks, Trev. Anyway.
And you were talking about Boston. The Boston and Celtics, and her.
I expected to win the East. And
so you're trying to tell us Cleveland's going to win now, right?
No, yeah, well, I'm trying to tell you that. Unless you believe in Toronto, Cleveland's going to win the East again.
I agree.
And now Curry's out with a knee injury. And that could change things in the West, although he's expected back in 3 to 4 weeks. Irving may not be back
Cleveland
for
Houston.
6 weeks.
And Kevin Love is back now, right?
Kevin Love is back. So. Yes.
And Cleveland is playing pretty good ball right now.
I hate them. I hate Cleveland. I hate the road into Cleveland. I hate the Cleveland Browns, Cleveland Indians.
It's still
I hate LeBron James. Now, I put it out there. I said it. Come find me. You got a problem with it? Come find. I'm easy to find. Find me.
So Cleveland has a 5-game winning streak as of Monday night anyway. Philadelphia has a 6-game winning streak. So they're neck and neck at 3-4 in the Eastern Conference. Toronto continues to play real good basketball. 7-3 over their last 10. And I believe, didn't Cleveland just beat Toronto not too long ago? A few days ago, I believe they won by 3 in Cleveland. But they're battling.
Well, so. Cleveland beat Houston not too long ago, if I'm not mistaken. So
Civil
I
rights
might be wrong
bill
about
was
that.
Passed not too long ago. I mean, you people don't have any specific dates.
But I think we got the point. Bill doesn't like Cleveland.
I said a few days ago.
Well, let's do this. How much time we got here, Trev? Oh, okay. Well, I don't want it to be lost because there's not a whole lot to talk about in the NBA, but if there's not, we can come back to it.
There's a whole lot
to talk about. We can come back to it in a moment. But well, let's finish that because I did want to make sure we've got to get in about this marching and what these young people have done. But let's go ahead and finish the NBA. I'm with you. All that I offered is that without Irving, Boston will struggle to win. The Sixers are interesting, but not there yet. The Hawks are fledgling. Toronto is strong, and some people really believe in them winning the East. Cleveland, after recircumventing a whole new team, one team out, one team in, and then telling Teron Lue to take a hike and allowing him to offer that he's needed some rest when, in fact, he was told you're just messing things up. Cleveland wins the East.
Golden State did it last year.
It could be Golden State winning the West. Could be Houston. San Antonio's hanging tough. So take it from there, boys.
Well, yeah, let's talk about Houston and Golden State. Golden State has a problem right now. A lot of injuries. You can't win when you don't have healthy players, more especially when you have a team like Houston as well as Portland. I think that those two teams could really contend, more especially Houston. I'm starting to lean more and more towards Houston because Houston is able to stay healthier than Golden State. Now, right now, they're saying Curry is supposed to be out anywhere from, I guess, 2 to 4 weeks, somewhere in that time frame. The important thing about that, they said that they'll reassess the situation at that time. So there's no guarantee that he will be back. And I just think the way things are going as far as the flow in the NBA and what James Harden is doing, is he the clear MVP as well? Could we
it
agree to that?
It seems so, yes. I agree.
Regular season.
The clear
regular season
MVP.
Yep.
Season.
Yep.
So is it his time to win it all?
I think it's his time to at least get them to the finals. And I think things are working out Cleveland's way. As much as Bill does not like that. But I think it's Cleveland-Houston, really, just the way.
Well, why do you say Cleveland? Why do you say Cleveland? Just because of LeBron? LeBron's been there the last 7 years.
His supporting cast is playing well. They've been there. LeBron's been there. I think he's on a mission to get there again. I just don't think Toronto's ready.
Kevin Love's psychiatrist said he's ready.
There you go. What else? What more do you need?
And the same thing with Kevin Love. He's been known to be injury prone.
Thanks for that, Jim.
He's been known to have a lot of injuries. Will he be able to stay healthy? That's another question.
That's a good point, yeah.
But good point.
I believe if Houston is going to represent the West, they'll win it all. I think Golden State is their
– wouldn't be surprised.
Their toughest competitor on that side. So if they're able to get by Golden State,
will
they should
Oklahoma
win it all.
Oklahoma City make it?
No, I don't believe they have enough.
Portland may give them a tussle.
Oh, yeah, OKC doesn't have enough weapons. And Portland is strong on all fronts and healthy. But be mindful that Curry rehabs real strong and real quick. And Golden State is the champions until somebody says different. And your boy, Kevin, what's his name? Durant. Is coming off a little bit of an injury.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't count the champs out. Other people have said this. I'm just going to piggyback off what others have said. Something about Houston and what's your boy's name in Houston?
Chris Paul?
James Harden? Something about Houston and Harden not getting to the big dance. Mm. It's been talked about. And now, if it's because he goes so individual that it doesn't work well for the team, if he can't get the team there, but something on a national level has been talked about Harden not being able to get them to the big dance. So, be that as it may.
Well, just to go back to Oklahoma City, and we could pick it up on the other side of the break as well, but you mentioned not enough talent. I think they have a lot of talent over there.
I said not enough weapons. I didn't say talent.
Or weapons, same thing.
Well, you don't have.
You have Steven Adams. You have Carmelo Anthony. You have Paul George. You have Westbrook. So they have some firepower there.
Yeah,
but let's talk about it.
Golden State has seven people that can do damage to you at any one given time. And OKC, the ball was generally in the hands of Westbrook. And it's not the same kind of assault that a healthy Golden State can put on you. So all that I'm offering, they have plenty of talent. I'm just saying the weapons that can do damage to you is a little bit different. And as, before we go to break, and don't ever question anything I say on this show again. That's the most important thing for you to know.
Hilarious.
We'll be right back in a moment.
Looking for some magic? Urban Media Today Radio. For the very best in adult and urban music. Listen to us on our app at TuneIn or Live 365. Urban Media Today features great music, entertainment updates, HBCU sports, breakfast toast and jams mixes for your morning wake up, and sports. Like us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram and register to win prizes on a weekly basis. All right here on Urban Media Today Radio.